Trion Jones of the Consultation Institute, talking about Tuesday topic 195, which goes out tomorrow, and the subject is engaging the business community. Now, over the last 5 or 6 years at the Institute, we've seen very few examples of really good, high-quality consultation and engagement with the business sector. We don't think this is altogether and solely the fault of public bodies. We think that the business community itself has a number of characteristics that make them difficult to engage with. They are, by everybody's acknowledgement, time poor. I don't suppose they thank us for saying that they were cash rich, because they possibly aren't these days, but they are certainly time poor. And they have a visceral dislike of certain bureaucratic constructs and mechanisms with which we are familiar with in public bodies. For whatever reason, it's certainly true to say that traditional consultation techniques don't work with this segment. So what will? Well, we think that new technology, when deployed properly, is very effective with business people. Let's remember that the term social media, which we're bandying about day in, day out at the moment, social media refers mostly to functionalities that were originally conceived and developed and used by the business community 10 or 15 years ago. What's different and what makes it social media as opposed to business media is that we've now learned how to apply them to people's social lives rather than their business activities. So the business community is very comfortable with the use of IT to generate ideas, to network people with one another, and to bring about the very kinds of dialogue we want. Now, we're planning and taking bookings for our event on technologies for participation towards the end of this month. And I'm rather hoping that on this particular occasion, we can focus quite a lot on the use that public bodies can make of this technology for some segments for whom it is particularly suitable. Now, that will include the business community. It'll also include children and young people. It'll include some hard-to-reach groups and other pockets of interest in the stakeholder base where we know that the technology works well. As for the business community itself, let's remember that local enterprise partnerships are now getting established. There are 37 of them, and we also have enterprise zones. And these won't succeed, and the government certainly won't succeed in its plans unless these organizations learn to engage with the business community and with their local communities very effectively. So that's what's on our minds, and if people are interested in this, perhaps you'd care to engage with us or to join us on the 29th of September for Technologies for Participation.